Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, it's Colson, and before you listen to this week's episode of On The Sofa, take a break because we have massive news just out, and that is that the tickets for our live shows are now on sale. The three of us are treading the boards in Manchester and London. We're in Manchester on the 4th of May, London on the 18th. And if you want to get tickets, you can get tickets now by going onto our social medias. We're on every social media ever at On The Sofa Show. Go press the link, buy the tickets. And now you've bought your tickets, don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On The Sofa. Hello and welcome back to On The Sofa with Colson, Jack and Ben. We're back. I'm back in the hot seat. Jack, how does it feel?
Relieved, actually. I'm glad to hand the baton over.
It's nice. I like
Ben
it.
Ben just got used to me, I think, but sadly.
I'll just put up with you, I think. Like in a kind of old dog in the corner. I just was like, oh.
Oh, it'll die soon.
Well, my first episode back in the hot seat isn't a normal episode, is it? Because we're back impromptu, we're back early, and we're back with news. And what is the news that we've got, everyone?
It's big.
How big?
Massive. Well, we've got a few announcements, haven't we? We've obviously got the live show. Buy tickets.
Yes.
But we've also making an announcement to what we're going to do this series, because it's a new series we're about to start, isn't it? Series 11. Is it?
No, they all blur into one.
I think it might be more than that. But let's just say 11. It sounds good. But I think we've done 11 like 3 times now.
Shall we start with the news of the live shows before we get into the nitty-gritty?
Yes.
Start on that.
So the live shows, we announced last week that we're going on tour, aren't we, Jack?
Yes, we are.
And where are we going on tour to?
Manchester, obs. That just goes without saying. We're doing Manchester again. The Dance House. That's the 4th of May.
Yep.
Saturday. Both Saturdays.
Star Wars Day.
Star Wars Day.
We might be talking about Star Wars.
And then 2 weeks later, on the 18th of May, Saturday, we're in London at Shepherd's Bush Dance Hall. No, no, it's not. No. What's it called? Bush Hall.
Bush Hall. Dance Hall.
Jack's Bush. We're doing Bush it. Hall. We're in Jack's Bush. We're coming Shepherd's live from Bush. Jack's Bush.
We're going back to London. I'm going back to see my mates.
We're expecting sellouts, aren't we?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, standing room only.
I know. And if you want to come along, tickets are on sale now.
It's not standing only. Don't put people off.
No, it's not. They get a seat, but then you want it so full, you're like, standing room only, yeah. But it's not.
Block there's the fire escapes if we need to. Get them in.
Stand on the roof. We'll do it outside. We'll do it on top of the building like the Beatles did.
There's still a couple of tickets available for both venues. Manchester's selling really quick. I'm told we're down to our last few in Manchester, but they're still available. And if you want to get some, go onto our social media, click the links through. It's really easy to buy, and they're only £20 a ticket. So go and get them now to avoid disappointment.
Question, am I right in thinking all tickets are £20 and it's a first come, first serve? So on the night, if you turn up and you're in the queue first, you'll just be shepherded to the front.
Correct.
But having said that, they're good seats. All venues are good. You haven't got one of those I'm behind a pillar seats.
No.
But I personally would advise to probably camp two nights before.
Two, yeah. They say two.
It's an Apple iPhone, isn't it? It's a pair of Jordans. It's a Wimbledon ticket.
One night before if you're not too bothered about the front two rows. Yeah. But if you want the front two rows, you've got to be there two nights before.
It's two nights, a tent and a portaloo. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Ben, earlier you teased that it's not one announcement, it's two announcements. And we are just round the corner from releasing our new series. And the new series coming is going to be a little bit different, isn't it?
So after our extraordinary success of Jack anchoring and you being in the Big Brother house.
In my absence.
Your absence. Actually, the numbers, we did actually do really quite well.
The best we've ever done, by the way. The best month of the podcast ever, and I wasn't on it.
Yeah, make of that what you will. But it was brilliant. And what we thought was, we pick a film, we've picked a bit of telly, but this time we're going to pick a series. So we're going to actually watch every ep of a series, of a new series.
Okay. Is it out yet?
It is. It came out Thursday, the 4th of April.
Okay.
So brand new. It's on Netflix. And actually, it's very close to a film. We talked about this film in relation to another film. Got some very good actors. Do you want to announce what it is, Jack?
It's Ripley, and it follows The Talented Mr. Ripley, that film, that was also very similar to Saltburn.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you haven't seen this, I don't think.
Yeah, I haven't. So I've never seen the film.
Well, they've made a series about the film.
And is it on Netflix?
It is on Netflix.
And how many episodes are there?
Eight.
And are we talking about two episodes every ep, one episode an ep?
I think we'll try and do two eps an ep. So that would be about four or five apps, something that we cover the series on.
And that way you can follow it with us and actually might sort of give a bit of a sense, taking us back to those Halcyon Big Brother days where you're watching along with us.
Yes.
Well, it's very much you sitting down on the sofa with us, isn't it? And watching along and talking to us about how you're finding it.
Absolutely.
So your homework is to get on the old Netflix, to watch the first two episodes of Ripley, and join us on Thursday to find out what we thought.
Yeah, so that's a live watch.
So watch along.
We don't know anything about it. It's obviously a good story. And also, maybe your feedback will come into it a bit more.
Yeah.
I like it. Do you know what else I like? Do you know what else I love? Do you know what I missed more than anything in the world?
Do you know what I thought might be dropped?
If you've got a conundrum, you come to Coulson.
Best you've done it.
Hard symbol.
Do you like the gong there at the end?
Yeah, best you've done it.
This week's conundrum comes in from Jack. Now, it's not our Jack.
Okay.
It's not our Jack. It's a different Jack. And Jack says, boys, not sure if this is Coulson's conundrum or if it's just a quirky question. I've recently landed a job at Chester Zoo, which includes some night shifts. I like it already.
How do you do a night shift?
Say you're working a night shift, which animal would be the worst to be loose hunting you around the zoo?
Gorilla.
And which animal would you then choose to defend yourself against said animal? He's put a giraffe emoji, an elephant emoji, and a gorilla emoji. I like this. Firstly, what a mint job.
Hold on. So it's... Just say it again, one more time. Just say the actual parameters of the question.
Say you're working a night shift.
Yeah.
Which animal would be the worst to be loose hunting you around the zoo? And which animal would you then choose to defend yourself against said animal?
You're picking one that's hunting you.
Yeah.
One defending you.
Yeah. You've been to Chester Zoo?
Chester Zoo, I've been.
I mean, if you pick an animal that they've not got, I will tell you they've not got it, and I won't accept it as an answer.
Night shift's interesting, isn't it? The night shift.
It's zoo. What a great job.
The one you don't want hunting you is a gorilla.
I know what I'm having to defend me.
Giraffe. I'll tell you what I'm having to defend me, and you're going to laugh, but I'm going to explain this, and it's brilliant. Bat.
Interesting.
You can see in the dark. See in the dark.
They have a lot of bats at Chester Zoo. They have a full thing you can walk through, like a full bat experience.
Oh, do they?
Giraffe's a shout, actually, for a defence mechanism.
Big.
Because it's tall, it's big, it's bright.
I like it. I could see you riding a giraffe.
And it's not going to go after a human.
No.
Right? And you can stand relatively close around the giraffe and he won't try and harm you. But no one else will probably approach the giraffe because it's big and they just won't bother with it.
But how's it going to defend you when they're vegetarians?
It's just there and you just sort of like hide around it.
Ride it.
No, you don't ride. We're not riding giraffes.
I'm riding mine.
It's massive. They're massive.
Do you know what I'm picking?
What?
A hippo. They're the most dangerous, the most vicious, the quickest, the strongest.
I'm just going to throw something at you. They're not the most loyal.
No, they are. To me, they are.
No, they're not. You're going to go, ooh, hello. Hello, Henry. Are you going to defend me? Go, yeah.
Do hippos come out of water?
Yeah, they do.
Yep.
I tell you what, I've been near one and the guy went, ooh, careful. It's had a little sniff.
Rhino?
That rapid. Rhino's good.
What would you not want to be hunting you?
Do you know what? I would go off-piste here. I would want something that would be hunting me like vulture. It's long day, just waits.
Yeah, but he's waiting for you to be eaten and then he goes in.
I don't know. I feel like gorilla or something. We've got too obvious there.
I feel like lions and tigers are too obvious.
You need some mink at night. Okay, we're at night. We're at the zoo. I'm giving the jobs out. Where you're not wanting to be. What enclosure you're not wanting to be. Apart from the obvious.
Wolf pit.
Wolf pit, good.
Wolf pit.
Wolf pit.
The birds. I'm not keen on the bats, you know, Ben. They're quick. They fly.
The monkeys.
Monkeys. I'm not massive on spiders.
Do you know what? The snakes.
Snakes, good one. That's the slow death.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got snakes tonight, Jack. Okay, see you in the morning.
About a giant turtle hunting you? One of them big fucking African turtles or them African snails.
It's a good conundrum. So, hold on, we're going for don't get hunted by... Are we going for gorilla?
We're going personal options, I think, Ben. I think you're having an option, I'm having one, and Jack's having one. So, Jack, what's yours?
Gorilla, giraffe's defending me.
Gorilla v. giraffe, Coulson?
I am being defended by a hippo.
Yeah.
I'm being hunted by an antelope.
What?
Because hear me out. In the dark, if you saw an antelope with its fucking snout scooting around, digging up, that's creepy. Because you think, is it an alien?
They've permanently just got their head in the ground, though, haven't they?
Yeah, but Jack... It's going to sniff you out and it's weird. Imagine that sucking your face off.
I think we moved on from the zoo quite quickly there. I think we were on that. I don't think.
So I've given mine, Ben.
Okay. I think I'm going for. I tell you what I wouldn't want. I wouldn't want to go to sleep and then think I'm safe. And then suddenly I wake up dead. No one wants that. So something like, I tell you what, I wouldn't want wake up, penguin got me. I fell asleep, penguin or like snake or spider. That's it, spider. I'm fine. I've slept. I think I'm fine. You lads, you've had a nightmare there. I'm fine, spider. Defense, it's got to be back because they make me laugh. And also I've had previous with bats. I know how vicious they are.
I thought you'd have gone Star the dog to protect you.
Not in the zoo.
It's got to be in the zoo.
Not in the zoo. She's not in the zoo, Coulson.
Are bats in zoos?
Yeah.
Yep, at Chester Zoo.
When I was doing... they have like a bat enclosure.
They do.
Or ants. Do you remember when we saw the ants at Cannon Hall Farm?
Oh, yeah, Cannon Hall. I tell you, walking across the road.
You want to be killed by an ant. A series of ants. You're fine. Suddenly your bed lifts up and a load of ants. Good question. Good conundrum.
I like it. Thank you very much, Jack, for getting in touch. And Jack isn't the only person who's got in touch this week, Ben, because people have got in touch from all around the world, haven't they? Which is why today is the grand return of Chad Charts.
Chad Charts. So this is something that we've tried to... many a time forget about, and it's come back.
Yeah.
like a bad smell.
It's a bit like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, isn't it? It just keeps coming back with a different host.
It's nothing like that.
Just coming back on a different channel. It's like Big Brother. It's done Channel 4, it's done Channel 5, now it's on ITV.
Chad Chance was hard. Chad Chance has been hard. Our numbers, and I'm going to say this, and I don't normally say this on the podcast, but our numbers have been too good.
I like it.
The initial thing of Chad Chance was how few numbers we got in certain countries, and actually, we're stepping it up now. So I've had to dig much more than I thought. So we're going to Nigeria, we're going to Lagos, and it's 34 degrees at the moment. I think I've been to Lagos, actually. So 16 million people.
Wow.
34 degrees.
Hot.
Elevation.
Mm.
This could make a difference.
Yeah, go on.
41 metres. 41 metres. Have a little think.
41 metres. 16 million.
44.
He's gone 44.
Yep.
Too big. Too big.
Too big.
12. 12.
1.
Oh, bollocks. He's always got one in him, hasn't he?
Always got one in me. Yeah, there we go. It's weather averages, 33 degrees. It's 10 hours, 55 minutes from Bristol, if you want to travel.
Wow.
Next one, here we go. Guatemala City. Population is more than Lagos. It's 17 that's million people.
That's no way.
17 million people. They drive on the right. The area code is plus 502.
502.
Have a think.
Guatemala City.
Five.
Five strong. I like five.
I've got it. I think I've it. I think I've got it, Jack. I don't think there's any point in you guessing.
It's three.
It's four.
He's
it?
Gone. He's gone. Five.
Yes! Come on! Come on!
Literally like he's won a medal. Brilliant.
I have. I feel like we've just scored an FA Cup final.
What's better is when the guess seems very definite. That's what I love.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then Jack was definite in his.
As soon as you said it, Coles, I said, I like five. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Everyone loves five.
I couldn't argue.
Here we go, our last one. We've had it before. Copenhagen, Denmark.
Ah, yes.
Area code plus 45 with a kind of brackets three.
Just in case.
Just in case. You kind of, I couldn't really work it out, but, you know, we've got the internet now. Weather, this could make a difference. It's 5 degrees.
There's no way we'll go same numbers on this anyway.
Well, no, we never do.
No, it's hard. No, no one's going. No, you're going to struggle here, I think.
I think it's 32.
Ooh.
I think it is.
It's a good guess, Jack. See what you think of this. 71.
No.
He's got headache because he got the five. It's 13.
I nearly said 13, but I flipped it.
Unlucky
around.
For
that's
some.
The second thing I love most is when someone goes, I was thinking of that. I was doing it. There you go. Great chat.
I like it.
They're good ones. They're good
very
ones.
Good. Yeah. Very good.
So we have just been to Nigeria. We've been to Guatemala. We've been to
Copenhagen.
Of course we have. We've just been there and it's just popped up my memory. But Ben, has anyone from any of those places all around the world got in touch with us to tell us what they love, hate or rate about On the Sofa?
No. Remember, it's WhatsApp. You've got the number. Just messages or voice notes. No phone calls. And remember, it's only open 2 a.m. till 4 a.m. Janice, congratulations, Coulson. Wow. In a world where you can be just about anything these days, including Colchester, you chose to be yourself. First time ever watching BB, and Coulson was an absolute treasure. And the excitement shared by Jack and Ben was just so sincere and heartwarming. Don't listen to that bit. I'm slowly getting up to speed on the last week. We were away on vacation and unable to watch, so I literally deleted all my social media apps, podcast apps, etc., not to risk any spoilers. She's watching it back. Brilliant. Brilliant.
I don't win.
My daughter and I binged a week's worth of shows today. Look forward to hearing more about the journey. And if I ever make it to Manchester from Canada for the tour, I want it to be Coulson that steps out on the cobbles to greet us. Cheers.
Woo.
And then a beer emoji. Janice, head of popcorn from Waterloo, Canada.
That's one of the OGs, Ben. That's one of the OG patrons, yeah. Head of Popcorn.
Because it was when we had that shit theatre.
It was when we were just a cinema. It's not shit, Jack. It's very, very popular.
Is it? I don't think anyone goes in it anymore.
Only opens on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a deal. We've got 2-for-1 with Compare the Market. And Orange. 2-for-1 if you're on Orange.
And Orange gone bust.
Yeah.
That's why the cinema is. The Nachos. It's Bev. Thanks, lads, for all the daily updates. Listen to them all, and I really enjoyed them. Very well done to Coulson. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Here we go. It's Nige. Hi, lads. Absolutely love the podcast. Only picked it up on November the 23rd, and I've just caught up today. Fucking hell, Nige.
Goodness Christ, Nige.
Binged.
11 series in 3 months.
He's binged over 300 eps in 6 months whilst out walking. Where did you walk, Nige? Did you walk to Lagos? That's extraordinary. 300 eps in 6 gamers walk. Mad Corey fan anyway, and I've watched since Ina Sharples, Martha Longhurst and Minnie Caldwell used to sit in the snug in the Rovers. You'll have to ask Bill Roach about that. Thanks for all the millions of laughs along the way in the pod. Would love a shit in Colson's kitchen toilet.
Has he really said he's that? Really Has he really said he's that? Really
you can see it there.
It seems, I love it. That's it seems like a nice email. Just that segued in.
Yeah.
I love it.
He lulled us in very easily with, it seems like a normal review.
We can literally see Colson's kitchen toilet behind him now. There.
You've got the oven on my left shoulder, the toilet on my right shoulder.
When you were in Big Brother, could you pick a toilet in a kitchen? Was there a toilet?
No, we had one in the storeroom, didn't we? Perfect. Which felt like home. It felt like home to me.
I'm just going to say it again because it made me laugh. Thanks for all the millions of laughs along the way in the pod. Would love a shit in Coulson's kitchen toilet. Jack's bottled water drinking dogs just beggar belief. And of course, Ben is brilliant. Not least as Bath was my hometown. Love you all.
Ah.
6 stars from me. Like it, Nige. 6 stars. Let's not muck about. Here we go. It's Charlotte. Terence the Pervy Ghost episode update from Charlotte Folkestone, Kent again. I don't remember this.
So, no, this Charlotte had the Pervy Ghost. So she had Terence the Pervy Ghost at her house.
Proper chuffed you named the Monday episode after my ghost. So a weird thing happened. I went to bed to catch up on Corrie and my TV would not switch on. After a lot of swearing and cussing, I thought, bugger it. I'll catch up with Mondays on the Sofa podcast. Chuffed a bit to hear Terence and me being mentioned. Once I heard you discuss my pervy mate Terence, my TV miraculously came on by itself. And I have to say, I nearly shat myself. But I think he wanted his moment of glory. I'm thinking, oh, crikey, clearly. P.S. Coulson, I just realised we were both born in Dorchester. Big up the Dorset Massive. Ooh, ah, my love.
Yeah, chatter.
Nice.
The Pervy Ghost obviously listens to the podcast then. Is that what we're saying now?
Our listeners.
Or responds to what we say. So should we try something now? Should we give him an instruction?
Okay, yeah. Great, I love it.
Go on, Jack. Jack, right now, I want you to communicate with our friend and dear listener, Terence.
Terence, if you're listening, move some shit in the bathroom now.
I'm getting a Terence.
I like it.
Move some shit in the bathroom. You should.
Not literal shit.
Clairvoyant. I'm getting a Terence. He's moving shit in your bathroom.
I'll keep wanting to buy the three of us tickets to Clinton Baptiste. We've got to go and see him.
Here we go. Emma, I'm a bit behind on the episodes and just listening to the Great Scott episode. Absolutely pissing myself.
Great Scott.
Oh, Scott.
I need to message him.
I'm off to Girls Aloud.
Has he sorted it?
He has. I'm taking Slavid.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, me, Taylor, Slavid and Troy, who came to meet David, we're all off out to watch Girls Aloud.
Nice.
Plenty of content.
Yeah.
I work part-time at the AO Arena just on show nights and I work with Scott.
Yes.
Tell you what, he's kept that 60% off a washer dryer discount quiet.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, not anymore. What do you fancy?
I need a contact in about it. The missus wants a bloody dishwasher, don't she? We've been washing up. I had this conversation with Ben. We've been washing up since Ratgate, yeah?
Yeah.
Since the rats fucked the fucking dishwasher.
Because it chewed through the thing.
Well, yeah. Funnily enough, it stopped working once we saw the fucking rats. So I think they'd eaten fucking something. Anyway, we've been washing up for like 18 months.
Do you use a Dishmatic?
What's Dishmatic?
You put your liquid into the brush and it doses just the right amount.
Yeah, no, they're shit.
No, they're not. They're ace. I will not have a bad word said about them.
Thanks for letting everyone know. I'll be having words.
Speaking of washing up, do you know Americans wash up differently to English people? Ben, you might know this.
Well, my brother's English then.
So when we wash up, we fill the sink, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Americans don't fill the sink. They use a constant flow of running water.
But that's wrong, because you're just wasting water.
Sharon Osbourne, yeah.
She's British.
Had the tap running all the time. She's lived in America for 30 years. She had the tap running all the time. And we used about a bottle of fairy liquid every single week. Now, the saying is, I hardly ever use fairy liquid.
Yeah, but that used to be. But in fairness, fairy liquid used to be a lot fucking stronger back in the day. Fairy liquid did used to last about 6-8 weeks. And it doesn't now.
The American washing up technique was different to the British washing up technique.
Free flowing water.
As an observer. There you go.
That's how Sharon Osbourne washes her dishes. And that's how we read our reviews.
Thank you everybody for getting in touch and giving us your reviews. And remember, if you want to get in touch with us, tell us what you love, hate and rate about the show. You can now get in touch with us via WhatsApp. And Jackie P, how do people do that?
They do it by picking up a phone and they dial, while they go into WhatsApp, they message 07457 404 612. If you're outside UK, stick a +44, drop a no, 7457 404 612! Exclamation mark.
That's how you get in touch. Now, Ben, it's a touchy subject, this, because I feel like when I attempted to bring up a couple of would you rathers in the house, I might have let you down, because I didn't come up with the best ones, did I?
I don't know, actually, whether you did, Coulson. I think your would you rather, they're all shit.
Mm.
It's the audience you've got around you.
Yes.
The audience around you make them. That's the gag.
But because your brain stops working when you're in the house. And then when I came out, I know that you and Henry had said that there was a would you rather. And I was really annoyed at myself because I couldn't think of the best ones. And I thought, what is the best one that Ben's ever done? Which made me think. And the best one you've ever done is, it has to be spaghetti hair or mayonnaise sweat.
Yeah.
That's the best, isn't it?
Do you know what? Funny enough, I've gone back to those lines because I looked at some today and I thought, do you know what? Colson's been away. I'm just going to go back to a would you rather that's shit.
Old school.
Old school shit. That you could say to someone at work and they go, that's shit. And then you get into it and you think, it's not so shit.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to read it twice.
He always says it twice.
The laboratory conditions. Would you rather... Would you rather eat a sand sandwich or drink a pint of glue? Would you rather eat a sand sandwich or drink a pint of glue?
Do we get bread, Ben? Yeah. So it's bread with sand in the middle.
It's a sand sandwich.
No butter.
Yep.
No butter. Nothing. Sand sandwich. White bread. Mother's pride. We're not going sourdough. It's a sand sandwich and it is a pint. And I'm thinking it's like school glue.
Yeah, PVA.
Yeah, PVA. Yeah. PVA.
So would you rather eat sand? Look.
It's a sand sandwich, but it's grim, innit? And that's like, it's like eating sandpaper.
Why not glue? Answer me that one.
I mean, it's going to kill you, innit?
Taking that aside.
I don't think it will kill you, will it? But it
I think
won't
it's thick. I think it's stodgy. I think it'll take a long time to get down. I think it'll clog you up. Imagine the shit. Imagine your shit.
Sticky.
Sticky. Sticky.
Sticky toffee pudding. It's a conundrum.
That sand's getting stuck all in your teeth, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. And imagine, I had two fillings yesterday. Could you imagine sensitivity?
Have you ever eaten sand? Like as a kid?
Yeah. Everyone's eating it.
I don't think so. But you I get it. Glue. It gets everywhere. It gets everywhere. I hate glue.
If you try everything as a kid, though, don't you?
Yeah.
You try it all. You go, I wonder what that's like. You go, I'm not doing that again. So is it drinking a pint of glue, presuming you'd be fine. It's just trying to drink it. It's like trying to drink anything gloopy, I suppose.
I almost think I'd rather down than eat.
I think it'd be easier to do the glue. I'm just thinking of the after effect.
Yeah, I'd prefer the sand sandwich because at least you've got the bread, but it's the first bite, the sand's everywhere. It's in all the nuts and crevices.
It's everywhere. This is interesting now. We've split it up. One is hard to do and one is you're worried about the reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where we are. We've split the vote. Sand sandwich, hard to negotiate, but then when you've done it, you're off. You're fine.
I'm not sure sand had come through great.
It's a sandy poo,
though,
but
Ben.
It'd be fine. Not much to wipe.
It's just earth, isn't it?
It's just earth. The glue, who knows what we're getting out? What's coming out? Who knows?
Or if it's ever coming out. If it's glued to your fucking, glued to your fucking colon. Imagine, that shit is glued to me. I'm now glued to myself and shit.
I think I'm sand sandwich.
Sand.
I'm going glue just
for just for the laugh. Let's see what happens.
Just because so I could say you'd look at me and go, how do you get on?
It's been a week.
Well, that has been all we've got time for on this week's episode of On the Sofa. We're back on Thursday for a new type of On the Sofa as we sit down and we talk all things the new Netflix series that is Ripley. So if you want to join in, make sure you go and watch that and then you come join us to find out what we've been up to in the week and what we think of Ripley. Don't forget, if you want to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all of that, we're on them all at On The Sofa Show. You can email us at hello@onthesofashow.com. And if you want to get involved on the Patreon party, go to patreon.com/onthesofa. That's where the bonus content is. And next week, we will be catching up and introducing many people as we welcome our new staff, don't we, next week? It's a big day at On The Sofa Land. We've got to welcome a lot of people in.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be quite a lot. There's going to be a lot of gathered up. They're waiting
outside. Well,
we're
back after Easter. We shut down for Easter, didn't we?
Yeah.
We health inspector came and shut us down, didn't they?
Those people open at Easter because they see the business. We did the reverse.
Right, see you on Thursday. Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.